lecturing on a cruise ship up the coast of Norway to Svalbard. Want to go with me? By Bart Ehrman. Some of you have asked when and where my next lecture tour would be, and now I've decided. Sometimes I do kind of obvious ones like Greece and Turkey and Egypt, Israel, Jordan, and so on. And sometimes less obvious or, well, unexpected ones because I've never done them before. And so this time, it's supposed to be flipping amazing. We're doing a cruise from Bergen in Norway up the gorgeous coast to Svalbard to check out the polar bears and lots of other things. It'll be this June. I'll be lecturing on a topic of key interest for anyone connected with the blog. It will not be related to polar bears. Others will be doing that because we'll be seeing them. You want to come? I'll be giving out more information anon, but for now, here is the description that I've written for the forthcoming brochure. Give it some thought for now, with more details coming soon. On June the 1st to the 14th, 2026, I'll be giving lectures on a cruise travelling up the western coast of Norway to the incredible Svalbard archipelago. Think polar bears and the Arctic midnight sun. As you probably know, Norway has a breathtaking coastline, with picturesque towns vibrant with distinctive culture, and Svalbard is a place of dreams. Want to join me? Our journey begins in Bergen, the city of seven mountains, and brings us high above the Arctic Circle. We'll marvel at magnificent fjords, rugged islands, and vast glaciers, and we'll enjoy cultural delights, including the Ringve Museum for Music and Musical Instruments, the Arctic Cathedral, and the Tromsø Polar Museum. Even further north, we navigate Bear Island and the southern tip of Svalbard, just 600 miles south of the North Pole. Svalbard is the realm of a rich diversity of animal and plant life, but its undisputed king is the polar bear. Polar bears outnumber Svalbard's human population, making it one of the best places on Earth to observe them in their natural habitats. The ship's schedule will remain flexible in the Svalbard region, to take advantage of the best opportunities that arise for wildlife viewing excursions in the company of expert shipboard naturalists. I'm thinking, see all this while you can. Our expedition vessel will be the 192-guest Swan Hellenic Diana. I've been on it before, and it's terrific, especially suited to exploring the polar region with an ice-strengthened hull, eco-friendly technology, and easy maneuverability that enable her to safely and sustainably traverse Norway's winding waterways. The ship has beautifully appointed accommodations and public areas, and expansive decks for viewing the wonders of nature. Throughout the trip, we'll have lots of time for deep thoughts, interesting conversations, and amazing food and drink. The topics of my talks will be, who chose the Gospels? We'll be looking at why we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, instead of, let's say, Peter, James, Thomas, and Philip. Who decided? When? On what grounds? Were they right? This is the topic of my next book, and you'll be the first to hear what I'm thinking all about it. This is going to be an extraordinary voyage, with a rare combination of breathtaking scenery, Scandinavian culture and folklore, fascinating wildlife viewing, interesting fellow travellers, plenty of time to converse, and blissful comfort. I hope you can come.